Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In the Pigskin Dispatch's ongoing look at early football, we look at the early professional football teams. In this episode in our series, we look at the early team and explore the story of Cleveland's first NFL team, the Cleveland Tigers. We have all the scoop, the owners and the founders, and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And part of that football history that we're going to talk about is the professional game. We've been trying to cover this at the beginning of every week. Usually Monday mornings, we're releasing these early pro football teams, teams before World War II. And today we have a special one because it is one of the original APFA teams. There were 12 of them altogether. Remember, it was the APFA for two seasons, and then the third year it became the National Football League. So one of these early professional teams in that APFA were the Cleveland Tigers. Now, professional football at its highest level in Cleveland, Ohio, did not start with the Browns, no sir, and it didn't begin with the Cleveland Rams either. About two or three decades before these NFL teams, there was the franchise of the Cleveland Tigers, sometimes known as the Cleveland Indians. A man named Jimmy O'Donnell started a team just after World War I in the year of 1919, as he wanted to get involved in the action that he could see other local communities doing of playing football in the mythical Ohio League. Akron, Canton, Maslin, and even Columbus were fielding teams to play against each other, as well as the challengers from beyond their local area. When a group of these team managers and owners gathered for a couple of meetings in the late summer of 1920 in nearby Canton, Ohio, O'Donnell bought in by entering his teams in the newly formed American Professional Football Association. Author Chris Willis, in his great book, The Man Who Built the National Football League, Joe F. Carr, remember we had him on Joe Carr's birthday just in early October, so make sure you check that out when you're done with this podcast, says that only four of these franchises met in Ralph Hayes' offices at the Hutmobile Showroom on August 20th, 1920. Besides Hay and his Bulldogs, players rep Jim Thorpe, Frank Need and partner Art Ronnie of the Akron Pros, and Cleveland Indians manager Jimmy O'Donnell with public relations director Stanley Kofall, and Carl Stork, manager of the Triangles. So you see, Jimmy O'Donnell and Stan Kofall of the Indians, who are also known as the Tigers, were in that initial meeting, the August 20th meeting, and then again September 17th, that was the big one that started the NFL. The Tigers franchise of Cleveland are quite often referred to as the Cleveland Indians to help give a tip to the hat to the baseball team that resided in the city. Often pro teams would do this for name recognition so as to ride on the coattails of the much more popular and well-established pro baseball teams of that era. The Tigers were the first Cleveland franchise in the American Professional Football Association, and after 2 years, it became the National Football League. Jimmy O'Donnell, and also the owner of the semi-pro baseball team called the Tigers, and O'Donnell, along with his partner Stan Kofall, former Eastern Ohio football star and also a player at Notre Dame from 1914 to 1916, and professionally with the Maslin Tigers. Besides attending Canton meetings to organize pro football during the first half of the 1920 season, Kofall was the Tigers' player coach. He was also elected as a vice president of the new APFA League. The Cleveland Tigers' inaugural season was not pretty, though. The team scored only two touchdowns and lost three games by the score of 7-0, compiling a record of one win, four losses, and two ties. In 1921, the Tigers decided to load up with some talent. Two future Hall of Famers joined the Tigers roster, Joe Guyon and player coach Jim Thorpe. The team won its first two games, but in the second game, Thorpe got injured in the ribs and was lost for the season. Though still competitive without their star player, the Tigers lost the next four games by the narrowest of margins. When Thorpe returned in action during the postseason game against the Giants in December, the Tigers returned to their winning ways. Financial woes were evident in the organization, though, as with the increased salary of booking the base salaries of Thorpe and Guyon, the early 1922, O'Donnell received the league's permission to suspend operations for a year. But when he was unable to pay the $1,000 annual guarantee the NFL required, his franchise was canceled. The franchise was later purchased by Samuel Deutsch, who operated the team as the Cleveland Indians in 1923. That same year, the NFL champion Canton Bulldogs lost money, and Deutsch purchased that team for $1,500 from a group of Canton businessmen. Deutsch later brought the Bulldogs to Cleveland in 1924 and merged them with his Indians teams. And those Cleveland Bulldogs, as they were known, won the NFL title that year with a 7-win, 1-loss, 1-tie record. A third and unrelated Indians team also played in the NFL in 1931. So just some great stories of early Cleveland professional football. One of the original APFA, original NFL teams, Cleveland Tigers, Jimmy O'Donnell, Stan Kofall, and their whole thing of Deutsch buying them and combining them with the Canton Bulldogs and playing a year as the Cleveland Bulldogs. Just some fascinating great things. Shows you what a wild west the early APFA, early NFL truly was, and what they did to organize that, with guys like Joe Carr and others, Dr. Harry March, just some fantastic things that they did along the way to bring the NFL to the behemoth of a billion-dollar industry that it is today and a sport that we so love. So hope you enjoyed this today. Hope you'll check out all our other early pro football teams. We have quite a few of them. A lot of authors and guests have come on to talk about their favorite teams of early professional football. You can check them all out on pigskindispatch.com. You can also find all our other series. We have a series, our Football by Numbers is going into its own podcast. We still have it on Pigskin Dispatch, but we are having another little thing where we're going to take all 101 podcasts of our jersey series, best players from the NFL jerseys of each jersey number, and we're putting it in its own podcast too, so for your listening enjoyment. And both are available on sportshistorynetwork.com and on pigskindispatch.com and your favorite podcast provider. Catch us on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch, Facebook, the Pigskin Dispatch page, and as always, you can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.